Okay, we're gonna be continuing my reviews of extreme films. And I figured I rewatched a Serbian film tonight, but I'm not gonna be talking about this one. I'm not talking about Serbian film till the next review. But I want to talk about this film. It is a spin-off of a film that It's a film that you're familiar with extreme cinema. You're probably familiar with this film series, the Guinea Pig series from Japan. Well, in 2014, Unearthed Films decided to take a shot at with their tribute series, American Guinea Pig. It's a multi-part series now, but this is the first film we'll be taking a look at, American Guinea Pig, Banquet of Guts and Gore. Now, this film, well, it's directed by Stefan Biro. How do I say his name? And it stars, bunch of nobodies in this, but there is a sequel to this, which. Well, we will. Now, this film, it's basically about the premise is pretty simple. But I'm just going to read you off of the IMDb page for the movie, so I don't say anything wrong and someone gets pissed at me for it. Basically, two women are abducted into a group of snuff filmmakers and bond to a hellish nightmare of unmistakable brutality, viciousness, and destruction that will leave every viewer shocked, amazed, and awestruck. Now, this film. Okay. I do like the Japanese Guinea Pig films. Mostly the first two. The series kind of did go a little bit more comedic, which, eh. I'll get to that one when I do talk about Guinea Pig, the Japanese ones, but this film series, or this film here, Banquet of Guts and Gore, it's okay. I've not seen the sequels to this yet, so. Now, this film, I'll get into what I liked about it. The direction of this film has a cool style to it. And I think the actors do a good enough job, for what they're doing here. Now, on to the negatives here. The pacing of this movie is pretty much kind of tedious. It takes a while to get going. Like 20 minutes in, we get our first scenes of actual gore, and it's more of a mixed bag thing, but the gore is inconsistent. One scene, the gore is actually good, and next scene, you could tell it's kind of fake. And there are a few of the scenes where you could tell it's fake, and it takes you out of the film. Like, it really takes me out of the movie. Because of that. I will say, the overall, there's not really much of a score or a sound to this soundtrack here to talk about. Writing in this film is alright. It's not amazing, but it's not abysmal. It's not, this film is just alright. I do want to talk about things I liked about this film. Though I did like, the premise of it. I thought it was, a cool little tribute to the Guinea Pig series. From Japan, at least the early ones. But getting some of the gore, I mean, we get, limbs getting sawed off kind of unrealistically, an eye getting, fucking dug out with a razor, but that's one that looks fake, and you could tell they were trying to make that a shocking point on this, but the effect there, which not being the greatest, is kind of a deal breaker for some that scene. And the women in this film don't really do much; they just kind of lay there. There's not really any, screams of terror that adds to the intensity here. But what's called a bad film? This is not a terrible film by any means. But it is still a, it's a solid enough film. It's not amazing. It is graphic and also enough. I mean, I wouldn't call it necessarily, you know, the most graphic movie I've talked about or will talk about in here, but you know, it's definitely decent enough. I'll probably give us a 7 out of 10 on a roll up this one. Next one I will be doing is Serbian film. And I'm not going to go until the next film I want to do is. Because I'm going in random order, by the way. I'm not, you know. What do you call it? I'm not, you know. I don't know. I'm going to do it in non-linear order. See, you know, randomize it for people. But anyway, thanks for listening to this one, guys. And keep it brutal. Because next time, we're talking about the almighty Serbian films. So. Yeah.